Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Janet Grace was born in upstate New York, joined the Navy out of high school. She did a six-year tour at Subbase Pearl Harbor and fell in love with the islands. So much so, she chose to call Hawaii home for the last 30 years. Janet is an advocate for the pro-life community and serves in children's ministry at One Love Ministries. She works in elderly care, helping Hawaii's families find safe and reliable home care for loved ones. Oh, doesn't it feel good to know that someone cares, that someone loves? You know, someone thinks about you, thinks about your family. That's why we're here together, because, well, we do think about you and your family. How do we know? Well, God, somehow, in ways that only He can do, He brings us together, Janet, me, and you, so that we can share in this time to let you know how much He loves you, that He cares for you. So much that He sent His Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for your sins, for our sins. He shed His precious blood on the cross to wash our sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And today, dear one, the living Christ calls you to Himself. Whatever your situation might be, however tough a time you might be having, things might be real easy for you. Maybe there are some things around the corner that will be a challenge and you'll need to call on God. Well, it's our prayer that you would open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive Him as your personal Savior and Lord. Give your life over to Him and give your heart over to Him and follow Him and follow Him as His disciple. As Janet Grace and I are followers of Christ as well. A loving, caring person indeed is Janet Grace. Janet, welcome to our show.
Aloha, Pastor Danny. Thank you for having me.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in upstate New York in a little town. It's actually called the village of Hilton.
Hilton. Well, we have our own Hilton Hawaiian village here in Waikiki. Is there any difference from your Hilton to our Hilton?
There is a tremendous difference. I grew up in the country, surrounded by farms and cows and horses and guns, and just a really simple country way of living, fishing, farming, the great outdoors, sort of.
So, you're an outdoors woman.
Yes.
What kind of things do you remember doing?
Wow, we had a creek and a stream. I grew up right next to a farm, so I had the opportunity to work with the horses and bale the hay and ride them, and I learned how to clean them and to dress them and, you know, with their bridles and things like that, how to saddle them up. And then a little ways down our street, we had a couple of creeks, we called them, and there were turtles and salmon and trout, all kinds of fish, and we'd take our fishing poles. I remember my first fishing pole, my first tackle box. My dad would water the lawn at night, and out would come these big night crawlers, and we had a refrigerator in our garage specifically for the worms, and we would make our own lures. I played varsity sports all throughout high school. And so it was your all-American dream way of, you know, growing up.
What sports did you play?
I was a varsity soccer player.
Soccer. Well, that's very timely to mention soccer, seeing that the U.S. team won the World Cup recently. And gosh, did it in quite dazzling form. Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
I'd have to say my father was, my daddy was my hero. I did not have the opportunity to grow up in a Christian household. My father was a police officer for 30 years, and it was a hard lifestyle. My mom had all five of us under the age of 26, and my dad had to often take a second or third job to give us a quality of life. I believe that all of our neighbors had, that all worked at Kodak and had this, the swimming pools and, you know, drove the Mercedes and the BMWs, and all the kids got their own cars to go back to school with. But the really neat thing about my dad is that he was the, as a police officer, he was very highly respected, but he was sort of the town ambassador for all the kids. So we would have all the neighborhood kids would congregate at our house, and my dad coached Pop Warner football, T-ball, baseball. He was a hockey coach, and so we grew up being able to skate at a very young age. And my dad actually started the first varsity high school, well, the varsity high school hockey team, and Wayne Gretzky was the first sponsor. Wow. Of that team. So, yeah, my dad, very amazing man, a solid provider. And it baffles me, knowing my relationship with the Lord, how he was able to really manage our home so well. And I really know in my heart, it's just the grace of God was there, whether he knew it or not.
Mm-hmm. Amazing capacity to care for the family and to care for a community.
Yes.
How did you become a Christian?
This is the favorite part of my life, of course. I, unfortunately, when I was 17, I got pregnant. And although my daddy is my hero, abortion was legal at that time, and there was a lot of confusion in our household. I had a brother that had just left. He had just graduated from high school. I was on deck to be next. I had a sister 2 years younger, a brother a year younger, and then a brother that was still in middle school. And it was the shock of the century when my parents found out that I was pregnant. My mom was very supportive. My father, on the other hand, was just devastated. And the only solution for our family, not for me or my unborn child or his first grandchild, was to have an abortion. And so my mom really tried to negotiate on behalf of my life and her granddaughter's life to raise the baby and just work through that crisis as a family. And my father was unyielding. He said, under no uncertain terms are we going to bring that shame and stigma into this family. Consequently, I had an abortion. And it was pretty radical. It altered the course of my life for many, many years. You know, my mom went with me to the abortion clinic, and my mom went to be with Jesus last year. But as I got older, and as I started to grow in my relationship with the Lord, and I knew that God was sovereign, I was able to have some very heart-to-heart discussions with both of my parents about that decision. Many years later, of course. But what had happened is after the abortion, I just had to, get away. And I joined the Navy. And of course, you know, we can shift the problem, you know, from state to state, country to country. And so that was the good thing. You know, Janet's going to join the Navy and do something amazing with her life, which in some respects was true. But really in the heart and the core, I was so lost. I was suicidal. I thought, how could my father betray me? How could my dad, the man that I looked up to my whole life, is someone that protected me? You know, how could he do this? And so that set the stage. I went into the Navy, and I had all of this freedom. I was 18. I didn't have to answer to my parents. And wow, I'm going for it.
A key turning point is about to happen, I sense, in your story, Janet Grace. Well, in one sense, I would imagine that is to be expected. It's the trauma of the abortion, the trauma of not just the abortion itself, which you would be able to describe. I'm only looking at it from the outside, but even beneath that, your feelings of disappointment, your feelings of despair, particularly in relation to your dad, must have had a devastating effect. And moreover, experiencing freedom like you've never had before. Well, let's find out more what happened in the life of Janet Grace and the grace of God in the midst of struggles. Stay with us. We'll be back with much more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
You're listening listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Of course, there are times in our lives when we, you know, we experience things. Life is dynamic in that way. You know, you move from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. You live it, but you and I don't often have time to reflect on everything. And sometimes, in moments of reflection, whether they are moments when you say, you know, I'm going to think about what really happened. I want to pause. I'll push the pause button of life and really soak in what took place. Sometimes you're able to do that. But other times, some things just hit you and you realize the weightiness of what has happened or what you've done or what you've been a part of. And boy, sometimes that can really send you into a tizzy of despair. Confusion, yes. Sometimes even hopelessness and desperation. And you know, when we get desperate people do desperate things, have desperate thoughts. It could be pretty dangerous in moments like those. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my guest today, Janet Grace, graciously able to share out of her life what God has done so mercifully, graciously to her. You can find out more about this show at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Get the podcast in its entirety for free. If you're tuning in right now, hear the whole thing and pass it on to a family member or friend. Janet, so take us back. You're 18. You just had an abortion.
Correct.
Your father, you know, there was an impact there because he's the hero of your life. A fabulous capacity, incredible man. But you were experiencing certain feelings, and then you joined the Navy, 18 years old, free as free can be. Take us from there.
That freedom turned out to be a bit of a detriment for me. I went to boot camp in Orlando, Florida. It was amazing to me. It was just so incredible to just go through that process as a woman and to have to succeed through it. And then I got orders to Meridian, Mississippi, where I did what we called a administration. It's a technical school, so I learned how to do administrative work that is, you know, in compliance with military regulations. And when I got to school, I just was wild. I just, 18, drinking was legal, the party was on. And although I did well, I was, during school, during the months that I was in school, we were asked to put a wish list together of duty stations that intrigued us and that fit what we called our billet or our specialty. And so I looked at all my duty stations, and some weren't real appealing, but I had Japan, Alaska, Hawaii, and New York. So they're up in Fort Drum. So I put those on my list thinking that I'm going to get sent back to New York. There's no way I'm going to go to Japan. There's no way I'm going to go to Alaska. And Hawaii? It's never going to happen. So I actually did so well through the drinking and the partying and the hangovers and the blackouts. Nothing I'm proud of course. I graduated at the top of my class. And I was the only person they called up for orders to Hawaii. And that is totally all God. All God, as we know. Nothing happens in God's world by mistake. And if I could just share a scripture with you that's really, the Lord has really comforted me in being able to be transparent about my testimony, which isn't easy because when I was a new Christian, I had a lot of shame attached. I didn't know how to let go and to give everything to the Lord and to surrender it. And then he showed me in meditation one day a scripture in Psalm 139, I think it's 16, where Jesus, King David says, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, I fashioned all the days for you as if there were none of them. And after I read that scripture, I didn't quite understand it, and I prayed about it, and I felt the Lord said, I allowed you to go through every single step from the minute of birth to before the foundations were even laid, through being born, through all that heartache and pain as a child growing up, because there was some intense moments as a child. that were very intense. My mom left all five of us when we were little, ran away with someone else, and my dad raised us. So all of that crazy stuff. And so that was kind of hard, and that's why my daddy is so much my hero. He never gave up on us. And so through that, you know, and then going through what I experienced with the abortion, that was so just degrading and so humiliating. God gave me that scripture, and now I really believe that I have the liberty in Him to be safe, to share it. So I got orders to Hawaii, again, a God thing, and I got on island, and I couldn't believe I was here. I'm in Hawaii. A country girl from upstate New York.
I made it.
I've sort of arrived, and, you know, the abortion just started to fade. It's as if that was almost as if it never happened. I know that sounds crazy. And I got orders at a little command up in Waihewa in Whitmore Village called Naval Area Master Station of the Eastern Pacific. I worked for a captain up there on sub-base. It's a Navy Marine base. It was very cool. And so I worked staff duty. So I had like a great job. But through that, I started drinking, I started partying, coming into work late. I was still a good sailor. I still got good grades. I did my job. I showed up on time. And then eventually, though, a couple of years in, that way of life started to really take a toll and catch up with me. And I was asked to go on some type of med that would control my drinking. So I took that, and at the same time, there was a girl on base that introduced me to the chaplain, the Navy chaplain. It was an intervention, because I was really good at what I did, but I was, you know, the drinking was really interfering with my opportunity to excel in the military. So I went on that pill. It did nothing for me. I kept drinking, and then I went and I saw the Navy chaplain, and he asked me if I'd ever given my life to the Lord. Do I know what that means? And I couldn't even be embarrassed, because I really didn't know, and it wasn't something that I learned as a child and never went to church. And so he took me through the salvation or the sinner's prayer. I got on my knees, gave my heart to the Lord there, and then I saw an Easter movie couple days later. And when I saw that movie, everybody had left the auditorium, but I was frozen in my seat. I couldn't move, and I just fell on my face literally and started sobbing. And I knew something supernatural was happening to me, and it was a touch of God, and the Holy Spirit revealed to me that Jesus, He died for you. He went to the cross. He shed His blood for forgiveness of your sins. You just need to say you're sorry, repent, and mean it. And you're forgiven. And I knew something real happened there. And I walked out, but I wasn't discipled. I had no real follow-up. And I know that's the course that needed to take place. And I went back into the world. And so what had happened was, you know, I eventually got out of the Navy with an honorable discharge. I was a 4-0 sailor, which is the highest you can get. I got transferred to sub-base Pearl Harbor, back up a little bit. And I worked for an awesome staff duty. I worked for a Commodore. I lived on base in the barracks, and I started to get it together a little bit. But when it was time for me to discharge, I had met a local boy. And, you know, I'd only really been exposed to military lifestyle. So I meet this local guy, and I'm hooked again. And really great guy. He's went to Kamehameha, firefighter. But he was a partier too. And he said, you know what, I want to marry you, get out of the Navy, and we're going to live this great life. So he was great. But we partied a lot. I got out of the Navy.
Did you get married?
We got married. And what had happened was I had given my life to the Lord in another time that was my real conversion, radically on fire. I went into a I went into an alcohol rehab for about a year that his family put me in. And I, in that rehab, I got on my knees at my bed and I put my hands in the air. And I just put my hands up in the air, and I remember this as if it happened yesterday. And I looked straight up and I said, "Jesus, if you're real, if you're real, if you're the God that everybody tells me you are, I'm asking you, Lord, I'm not telling you, I know better than that, but I'm asking you, God, if you're real, will you please, please, I'm begging you, please take this addiction, take all of my addictions away." And I started to cry. I crawled up into my bed, and that was on October 14th, 1992, and I have not had a drink or a drug or anything in my body since, and I have been radically sold out and on fire for the Lord ever since. And that's just a little teeny part of the story.
A prayer, a desperate prayer, prayed and answered by God. We're talking, well, that's well over 20 years now, and you're clean, sober, sustained by the Lord. But in spite of that, or in the midst of that, there must have been some lessons that the Lord taught you about life, about being shackled to an addiction, a testimony maybe that you can share with others who are struggling with their own addictions. Could be alcohol, could be drugs, partying, yes, it could be something else. You have a word of encouragement from your own life that you can speak. But then you said that's just a small smidget of what happened. We want to hear more from you, Janet Grace, when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Carrie Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Carrie Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042. 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Have you ever felt so down, so desperate? I mean, you were willing to do anything. And you tried to do anything and virtually everything in your power that you knew to do to get out of a certain situation. And then you just ran out of ideas. I mean, you ran out of resources. You ran out of connections. Maybe you burned your connections. Maybe you owed something to your connections and you didn't want to say hello anymore. You didn't want to answer the phone anymore. You don't want to hear anything about it. So you become enclosed within yourself. And even in the quietness of that, you hear the quiet shout of the desperation and you cry out to God. And you say, God, I don't want to die a junkie. I don't want to die feeling like a loser. Is there any way out of this? If you ever felt that way, well, our guest today can relate with you, and you can relate with her. Her name is Janet Grace. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm grateful that you're joining us. I believe it's God's timing, perfect timing, that you're listening at this moment of your life. And He has a message just for you. Find out more about our program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Janet Grace, as before our break, you talked about being married. You were partying, and yet you wanted to change your life. Take us from that point and what took place after that.
When I knew that it was only a power so greater than myself, that it was God that set me free and delivered me from a very radical bondage, something that I didn't wake up one day and say, hey, I want to be a drug addict and an alcoholic and I want to wreak havoc through people's lives and create all this turmoil. It truly is an addiction, and when you have a lot of stuff early on that you haven't really dealt with and you're suppressing that and you're numbing it and making it go away, it's just a really ugly, tangled web that is extremely difficult to get out of. And so I cried out to God sincerely, genuinely, with my whole heart. He knew it, and he answered right there, boom, automatically. I was done with the drugs and the alcohol. I never went back. I never turned back. And through that process, my husband, who really was an amazing man, had some of his own challenges that were pretty radical, and he said, I don't want to be married to a Christian. And I still want to do the things that I want to do, and there's a bit of a conflict in your lifestyle and my lifestyle, and so I think it's better that we part ways. So it was a mutual decision, not a one that, you know, I was happy with at the time, but through that, God showed himself even more supreme, even more alive in my life, because I thought I knew I was doing something great by cleaning up my life, which I didn't even do. God did. And yet I have another heartache that I'm getting divorced. And so God, in all of his amazing grace and infinite wisdom, just came in and just comforted me and started to put opportunities in my life that I took advantage of, that really, number one, drew me closer to him. One part of my testimony that I didn't share is that through the really rugged part of the addictions, I went a little crazy and I ended up in the Kekele unit at Queens. And I wasn't in there long, less than 24 hours. I just had a bit of a breakdown, and when I realized the enormity of my problems, I didn't trust my family back in New York. I really had nowhere to turn to because I was so far down. I was on Skid Row, rock bottom. I ended up in the Kekele unit, and I think that's a really significant part of my story, because even there, God met me. And even there, he still had a plan. Not just a plan, but an incredible plan for my life. And so, fast forward to where I am now, or coming through the divorce, and really seeing God's hand on my life. So I got really involved in service, went to an awesome church, very service-oriented, doing all kinds of stuff. And then I got invited to a National Day of Prayer. And this is where I had to really go to a whole nother level with the Lord. I go to this prayer, and one of the topics of prayer was abortion. Now, from the time I was 18 to the time I was 27, that was a mute issue. I was numb to it. It was almost as if, you know what? I didn't do that. Somebody else did that to me. And it's going away. And it was my secret.
Mm-hmm.
It was my secret hidden shame. I go to this prayer. It was at the Calvary Chapel of Honolulu. And so they had these four pillars that they were praying for, the state and a whole bunch of other things. But one was abortion. And they said to the group that was in there praying, we're going to show a video of an actual abortion. If you don't want to watch it, everyone, leave, and those that want to stay and watch the video, stay. And I wanted to leave, but I couldn't get out of my seat. And they started to play the video, and I was mortified. I knew what I did was demonic. That's what it is. I let someone rip my unborn child out of my body, a human being. And they show this baby, the arms and the legs and the eyeballs coming out. And I was frozen almost in time watching that. And I had chills all over my body. And I couldn't even pray. And I loved to pray when we went around the circle. I don't even remember. I just know that I couldn't. And that was so embarrassing. So prayer meeting's done. The guy who showed the video, I walked right up to him. I marched right up to him. And I said, that was me. I did that. I could have been the person in that video. And I need to be a part of your ministry. What can I do to spare other women and girls from going through this horrific, horrific experience? It's a nightmare. So I got in my car. I chatted with Steve Holk. He is the founder of the Aloha Pregnancy Care and Counseling Center in Kaneohe. I got his number. I was so angry inside. that I was so deceived that this was just such a simple process that it wasn't going to affect me, that I wasn't going to have any emotional fallout afterwards, and that it wasn't going to hurt me. And I went home, I'll never forget this. I lived in Waikiki, where I still live, and my bedroom overlooks the zoo. I got in there, I slammed my bedroom door shut, and I laid across my bed, and I screamed, and I cried for about 5 hours. And I just cried and pounded my fists into my pillow, and I said, God, you don't love me. How can you love me? How can you love me when I did this, something so atrocious? And I really battled, and I fought, and I thought, wow, this is... is my Christianity real? You know? And I really battled with that. And, you know, I finally got myself composed. I called Steve right away. I made an appointment. I met him at the pregnancy center the next day. And I learned all about the pro-life ministry, what these girls go through when they come in, and how, you know, the biggest goal is to give the gospel message and to share about the miraculous gift of life, the sanctity of life that is in these, you know, girls and these women that come in for their pregnancy tests. And I was committed and dedicated right there that I was going to do whatever it took to bring dignity to unborn children and to help minimize the fallout and aftermath of primarily young girls that have been usually coerced into an abortion.
You're speaking out of moments of pain, obviously. It's hard to put into words what others may go through, but sometimes we don't even have to put it into words. It's a mutual feeling that is felt. I would imagine there are many times when a girl looks at you and you don't have to say much, they just know you know. And you know what they know. You know what they're going through. You know what they feel. Maybe somebody today is experiencing maybe a similar situation. Maybe a child's life will be saved because of your story today. When we come back, let's go further and hear what other girls go through at times like these. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
What happens if you do make a choice and an abortion does take place? What happens to the young lady? What happens to the woman? What happens on the inside? Is there hope even in the post-abortion process? What can be done? Can there be healing in the midst of that? There are some today that may be listening. Someone today has experienced that, has made a choice, maybe regrettable, but what's done is done. And yet there is a gnawing quell within your own soul. I think it takes a lot of courage even to continue listening to a program like this on this subject, this topic, at such a time. But if you're still listening, I want to mention that. But maybe more than just mention it, I want to ask our guest today, Janet Grace, what happens? Can someone be healed in the midst of that, from a post-abortive state? You know, Janet, so share with us about that.
There is so much hope and so much forgiveness. You know, my favorite saying is just to love deeply and forgive daily. And Jesus is the God that healeth. All things are possible with Christ. And you just have to, you know, I heard someone say, Do you believe in God? And of course we believe in God. Jesus is God. And then the lady at this retreat said, do you believe God? And I thought, wow, yeah, that's a great question. And I really had to believe that God forgave me because he's true to his character. He cannot lie. And I truly repented that day on my bed through the tears and the heartache and just being bewildered, have come so far on my walk, and then to get hit with this revelation of what really the gravity of the decision that was made for me regarding my unborn child, I had to give it all to God because my relationship with him was everything. I wasn't going to give up this incredible relationship with Jesus because of my feelings. And so I really worked and I fought hard through it, and I eventually became a post-abortion women's counselor.
Tell us, maybe an example will be very fitting to someone who's listening who could relate to a story that you may be able to share.
For example, we counsel women that are, you know, girls. I think the youngest that we counseled was 14, all the way through women in their 70s that had abortions. And these women, again, are carrying that scar of their abortion. And what we do is we have a safe, confidential place where we meet, and we go through a biblical-based workbook, very sound doctrine that takes us through all the levels of healing. But it's really intense, where the women are asked to share their abortion scar, all, you know, very detailed, where we have to fill out we do a questionnaire that asks us what do you remember about your abortion? What did the room look like? What kind of abortion did you have? Who was with you? So it stirs up, you know, all of these really heavy-duty emotions. But the only way that I believe the Lord can get us through that is to really identify you know, those places of hurt, and then
it makes me wonder why. Why would somebody? It seems contradictory in a healing process. Someone may ask to trudge it all up again. What's the reason for that? Or is there any? I don't know if it's the right way to ask you, but what's the value in doing that?
You know, Pastor, when I was asked to do that portion, so I went through the study before I came a facilitator. Exactly. I stood up and I said, I can't believe you want me to revisit this pain.
Why relive it?
Mm-hmm. Relive it. And the authors of this program felt that it was really imperative to leave no stone unturned, that we really had to get down to the core of where that shame and that disgust and where that barrier was that prevented us from living in the fullness of everything that the Lord has for us. I'll give you a quick example. I gave my testimony on abortion from the pulpit from my church, and the phones rang off the hook. Girls were calling, wanting counseling, wanting to confess their abortions. And this one girl came up to me, and she was just sobbing, and she said, do you know that I haven't been water baptized my entire life because of my abortion? And I just felt that I didn't have that it was such a privilege to be baptized, that even in that, I know God loves me, but I don't believe he could have forgiven me for this sin. And interestingly, that very next weekend, our church was having a water baptism, and she got water baptized. People really need to know that the devil is still in the details of things, and he comes to only kill, steal, and destroy. And he's gonna bring those memories up, and he's gonna try to hold us captive to those memories. And we need to know that when Jesus says it, he means it, and it's done. And so, so a lot of women will remember those really hard parts. So what happened for me is I suppressed it all those years through the drinking and drugging. As I started to get as I was getting clean and understanding my love relationship with the Lord, I remembered things more clearly that happened in my past, because I'm coming out of this stupor, right? And I started to remember, oh my gosh, that's what happened when Mom took me. And I was that big. I was that far along. And things start to become more clear. And then, so you're trying to find this balance of really trusting God at his word, and that in the flesh, knowing I committed a heinous, this was so horrific what I did. And so it's that's why they take us down to the darkest place in that recovery process.
What if someone, you've referred to this, we take people through this in the post-recovery process. Perhaps someone is wanting to find out who is we and where is this and how do I get in touch, because I must do something about this. Well, where can they go? What are you referring to? How can they connect?
So there is a wonderful, there are a bunch of wonderful pro-life pregnancy resources on Island. And the one that I work out of and work with, I work with all of them actually, but the one that I facilitate and do the counseling at is A Place for Women in YPO. It is a state-of-the-art, cutting-edge medical model with an ultrasound machine, and the girls get to come in. They get free pregnancy tests. They get counseling on the realities of what abortion is. They get the gospel message. There's a beautiful baby boutique for mommies that decide to keep their unborn.
This is with Sue Skinner?
With Sue Skinner.
Yes, Sue has been on the show. She's shared
She's awesome.
That. Yes. And even Pastor Darrell came in while she was sharing. So it was a great moment together about this very, very important matter. So continue, please.
And so it's just a really safe, confidential place where these girls that feel so battered and so beaten up, you know, so she's more on the leeward west side. So you got kids coming in from Waipahu, Waihewa, Waianae, Nanakuli that are really desperate. That word that you used earlier, they're desperate. They're pregnant. They may be pregnant. What do I do? And we really need to embrace and love these women. And let them know that there is a better way.
We've got about 45 seconds or so. Could you say a quick prayer for someone right now who may need just a little boost of encouragement?
Oh, Father, we love you, Lord, and we know that you are the life giver. And Jesus, you know every single baby and every single mommy's tummy. And you ordained that life before the foundations of the earth were even laid. You know each one by name. And God, I just pray for that mother right now that may be struggling, that may be deciding to end the life of their unborn child. And God, I pray that you would touch her right where she's at and let her know that no challenge is too big for our great God. And I ask, God, that you would put a hedge of protection around that baby in that womb, and God, that you would just minister to that mother and that father and that family, and that your miraculous gift of life, the sanctity and the sacredness of it, Lord, would be at the forefront of the decision for this mother and this child, Lord. And so, Father, we trust you, God, and we love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Janet, thank you for your transparency. Transparency and your ability to explain very, very sensitive subject, very sensitive, and yet with such compassion, such understanding, such loving care. You've got a great name because the Lord's grace is certainly upon you, and I want to thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. It was a tremendous privilege, Pastor.
I hope, my friend, as you have heard, Janet, that you've been encouraged from her story, from her testimony. You know, God's timing is indeed perfect. And as I always say, look, there's no better time than right now for you to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special explanation of the gospel for you there. And if you'd like to send us your support and financial support, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Partners if you'd like to make a donation. We certainly appreciate you for that. John 8:12. Jesus spoke and he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Janet Grace. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz On Time, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.